still on?
Live.
We're live. What one were we looking at, Rick?
140. Marquez got the hand out to me.
Oh, you don't even have to look at them. It's just for...
Danny, first, I think we're just going to receive a report and general comments, because when I look at what the request is compared to what 2011 approved was, is way under what we requested.
Okay.
He's moved on to the stapled document.
Okay. Am I presenting that?
You're on.
Okay. What I've given you is a couple of items, three actually. And let's see where we are with them. One, of course, is the budget request. You should already have that copy. And item number two is my 2011 budget calendarized, shows where we are minus December on how that budget has progressed. I'll give you a copy of that.
Yeah.
Then the last item is actually the auditor's record of our expenditures current. And with imposed above that is the treasurer's record of our deposits. And of course, we cross-check those with the treasurer monthly as well. A couple of items that are added in as revenues that the treasurer would not see is like our inventory on hand at the time. You know, with thousands of gallons of fuel on hand, if we count the reason I add that in there is if we count the cost of that fuel, we need to also show that we have the fuel that's on hand as well, and it's cost to us, its value. So that's a current record of us that includes both it's with and without our capital expenditures at the bottom since July 1st, 2005. Yeah,
sure.
Good. I sent that to you. You got an electronic copy of it.
I never had electronic.
You've got that on your computer now. I don't know if you want to see. This is just our 2011, how we've been moving on, but you probably got all those records. And then the next thing I guess I would like to include, if you're ready with this budget request, is to announce, I think, that we've made severe cuts starting in 2009. We began making those hard adjustments, and we did it in 2010 and once again now in 2011. And when 2008 showed up, that's when the price of fuel went through the roof, and it affected us immensely since we're in the business of selling fuel. 2009, we had two additional new airports built in unusual close proximity to us, which also added to us a very unusual competitive competition to us. So we had to redesign ourselves twice, really. And the budget request, though, and when I saw our chart going down just in 2009 after the fuel price hit and then the economic crisis locked in on that, we started making adjustments then, and so that our chart showed us going below the zero level where we hovered, kind of like ducks getting shot, and then we made some more hard adjustments and we popped above the zero level and we've stayed there ever since. The 2009 budget that I requested, minus capital improvements, was 18.8% less than the 2008 budget, minus capital expenditures. Our 2010 budget request was 26.9% below the 2009 budget request, minus capital expenditure. And in 2011, we reduced our payroll by 10.5%, actually in the request for 2011, And then an additional 3%, actually 2010, I'm sorry. 2011, we reduced our payroll an additional 3%. And more recently, due to other unseen circumstances, our payroll has been reduced by an additional 3% in 2011. And we made adjustments, as I said. We trimmed, we cleaned house, we got rid of everything from the pest control surface to the service to the rug man. And now we are lean and I think mean. And we are paying our own way with a little profit left over for the taxpayer. I'm pretty proud of what we're doing right now. And I'd like to answer any specific questions you have about us.
With, at one time, we thought the hangars would be paid for on a certain progressive date. And we moved that forward. Are we still on pace?
We're way ahead of that. If you will.
That's good to know. I mean, as far as.
I'd like to show you something. You don't have, I didn't give you the record for 2010 and prior. You have that record that's on top there is our current P&L.
Mm-hmm.
In 2009, our net current loss was $672,000. That was our current net loss at the end of 2009 with capital expenditures. At the end of 2010, our current net loss was $429,000. So we elevated that loss, whatever that difference is, $429,000 to $671,000, $200,000+ in 1 year. Now you have the 2010 copy, which should show that currently, where we are now in 2011, our net current loss is $262,000, an additional $180,000 or something we've reduced it by. So we've gone from a net loss, counting capital expenditures, of almost $672,000 in 2009 to a current net loss of $262,000 2 years later. So I don't see it continuing to rise. A lot of those, see, they reflect reimbursements for MoDOT for other capital expenditures. These capital expenditures include all of our runway and apron projects. But clearly that $672,000 deficit is primarily a reflection of building that $660,000 hangar. And we've already reduced that to our position now of being down $262,000 in 2 years. So I think we're way ahead of track as far as paying the principal on that.
Right.
And when we get to a net loss of $100,000, effectively, that principal is done.
Mm-hmm.
And but we are paying. We're continuing to keep a record of that virtual interest that we were asked to keep track of, a 3% interest from $438,000 in principal.
And anything that's not foreseen happening 2 years, you're going to be.
Well, I think so. But right now we have a $660,000 asset there that it's making us $48,000 a year. It's full and it's making $48,000 a year, and with only a net loss, a current net loss of $262,000. So that's a profit in any man's language. I think if we had amortized it out over 20 years, I could tell you, yeah, we're on track with that, but we would be paying only a slice of that principal. Instead, we're paying all the principal.
I misstated that also. It was an estimate of time, and then because of the gas fuel cost, we upped that 1 year in the estimate of time to be paid off, and now you're thinking we're going to be back on track almost.
Well, we're already to being down $262,000 from a $670,000.
Right.
From a $2,000 deficit. Yeah. So we're paying all that principal much more rapidly than I had planned. And soon there won't be any deficit. I can't give you a specific date on it.
But, right.
But much has happened only in 2 years.
Right.
We don't have any capital projects planned with MoDOT for next year. However, we haven't paid for the project we have nearly completed at this point. So they need to come back and make a few corrections. And so we didn't budget for this project for next year. We may end up having to pay for some of this after the calendar year is over when they've completed the corrections. It's hard to plan for that when you begin your budgeting in September.
Some things just follow the first year, don't they?
Well, my question regarding that is, if in fact we may have expenditures that aren't included in the budget, should we put them in the budget?
For the MoDOT project that we're doing now, we need to be able to plan to pay. One second. And we may get this paid before the end of December. The vouchers are being sent, but we only go to, the 20th of the month, so it's probably not likely that this budget year will cover this project. It will have to be planned for in the next budget year.
When you say we only go to the 20th, is that when we have told people to have bills in? Because if we pay it in this year, it needs to be accounted for in this year. Because that's not going to be a part of next year's budget.
If we pay it December 27th.
Yep.
It would be part. I mean, that's fine with me. That's how I plan it.
I need to talk with your all's department.
But we see some of, like our sales tax that we pay in December doesn't show up until January in the records.
Right.
And
well,
if we pay it January or December 27th, it will come out of this. But in order to get it paid then, December 27th, it's going to be in the auditor's office by the 19th, or it won't hit the pay cycle.
Well, if let me ask that again, because if it comes to us and we approve it, we should be paying it, right?
Ron, there's an accounts payable process that's just because you've asked us to. I mean, we can write a check the next day. We have the ability to do that. It is not advisable because normally we stay with the regular process.
And the regular process is something that's determined by people, right? Or is that statutory?
You guys are the ones that determine it, yes.
Okay, we haven't had any discussions about that. I don't mean to be offensive, but we just have not discussed that at all. My reason for bringing that up is because if we're going to have the expenses that are going to fall in 2012, then we need to add those into the 2012 budget as an expenditure. Wouldn't you suggest that? And if it's going to be an expenditure that we're going to have in 2011 and paid before that, then there's no problem.
The expenses that we're considering that I need to pay that on the project we've just completed. It's not really complete because there's some corrections that have to be made.
Right.
But it would amount to $115,236. MoDOT will later, this is going to be in 2012, they will reimburse us $78,525 of that. That's what we're looking at doing. Right now I have asked for $50,000 in my capital expenditure line for next year. That won't cover this.
Did you get the revenues in 2012?
Predicted.
Do you get the revenues that's coming from MoDOT in 2012?
No, this I don't have a project for 2012. This project is in 2011.
And the revenues are going to come in 2012.
Yeah, they will be. This $78,525 coming back from MoDOT will ultimately be in 2012 now.
What we need to do is to anticipate that we're going to receive it in 2012.
Yes, we will.
Okay. What line would that be under, right?
Grants and reimbursements.
Okay, I see, and it's not there. So
yeah,
78,000.
525. And then the expenditures, $115,236, in addition, of course, to the $50,000 I've asked for next year.
Well, you mentioned the 27th. What are you anticipating? You anticipating that the 27th?
No, the pay vouchers are being requested now, but I'm certain that the contractor will not be paid by Taney County before the 20th or whenever that, 27th, is it? What'd you say? Which means that won't show up out of this year's budget. It'll show up in next year. And there's a good possibility we won't pay them until after the 1st. Certainly, we won't get MoDOT's reimbursements until after.
Right. So we will anticipate that we're going to receive those revenues as you've suggested in 2012. My comment is if we're billed for and we have a bill mm-hmm. for X amount of dollars within 2012 or 11, and it's budgeted in 2011, which it was.
I agree.
Then we should pay it in 2011.
We would submit the pay request and we would pay it. But it hasn't, if it shows up after the 20-something, it won't show up in our expenditures from the auditor's office until 2012.
Let me back up, because I think that's probably been a convenience between the commissioners and the auditor's office so that they would have time to do their bookwork. That is my guess.
Yes.
My position is, if we receive a bill that's due in 2011, we need to pay it in 2011.
I concur, and that's how my household income tax is dealt with. The calendar year
that's
ends
how mine
the
are
end
dealt
of
with
the
as
year.
Well.
And so I don't have any input on that other than when I receive the bill, I will send it in for payment to you on that date. Because this project has drug out as long as it has, we're in close proximity to the end of the year, and I budgeted for it in 2011. I could not have known to plan for that to go over into 2012. We need to allow for that.
We need to work with Rick to see how we're doing that. And again, my guess is, so that we can get all of our bookwork done and get rolled over into the new year, is why that practice has come to where it is today. But if we get bills in 2011 for 2011 expenditures, I can assure you that we should do everything we can in our power to pay those bills in 2011.
I understand. I just need to know that it's going to be
covered. You're going to get that. Well, it's going to be covered one way or the
other. I get the grants, and then I get the reimbursements from MoDOT.
If you would let us know, and if we need to pay that out of 2011, we need to shoot for that. And if not, we need to add that expense into your 2012 budget.
Okay. And let me just, for clarification, let you know also that pay voucher I mentioned has been sent. The contractor is filling that out. They need to be paid as soon as they can because they have taxes due. And our engineering consultant is moving forward with that part, but we're withholding a retainage anyway because there are still some corrections that need to be made, and that retainage won't be paid until next year either. And so it's like 2%, I think, retainage.
And that's budgeted in here as well?
Yeah, well, it's part of this 2011 budget.
Okay.
There is no plan to pay for any of this. I made no plan to pay for any of this project in 2012.
I understand. But you know for sure that we're going to pay
2%. We will pay the whole project, but that retainage, we're not going to pay until the project is complete.
It'll need to be put in 2012.
It will have to be.
We need to...
Ultimately, the reimbursements we've already covered, we know that'll hit us in 2012. And I think we're going to get most of this paid.
Would you give me that amount again? On the anticipated expenditures that may come this year?
The anticipated expenditures minus a 2% retainage would be $115,236.
Okay, so the retainage then is going to be somewhere
around
11,75,87 twice, however I did that. So that would be about 23,51,74. Is that right? Rick?
I didn't dig it.
Is the total bill 117,587?
115.
No, that's with the retainage taken out of it.
No, that's not with the.
My apologies. That's the total amount?
One moment.
He said mine.
I'll whoop out mine. 115,236 minus 2, right? 2 cents.
So that'd be 112,931.28.
112,931.28. Technology, something.
It is. Okay. If, in fact, that carries over into 2012, that'll push that up by 112, the 581 to the...
$3,000-some would be the retainage.
Correct.
We know that has to be added in. If you don't receive the payment for the 115, it'll all have to be added into next year's budget.
Okay. You're doing phenomenal.
I do think that's on the expenses. That's what 2012 is. Expect that if I'm going to get paid in 2012.
You know, if it's difficult to guess on this, it's if it would be easier to hold it off to make certain if we needed to make certain. But I think we're going to be paying this 98% of this before the end of the year. I just don't know if it's before the cutoff on when we need to get the check cut. But I believe we're going to have this this form. I'll have this form back within a day or two. And once that happens, then I'll submit it to the commission for approval. And then it's a matter of however long it takes the treasurer to cut that check.
The treasurer is just going to be waiting on us. I have no problem writing a check anytime.
The reason I think it's going to happen is because